Hello and welcome everyone to another episode of the AfterBuzz podcast. My name is Nico at Jimmy, your host of the AfterBuzz, and of course with me is Buzz the Man Adams.
Hello.
And Joanna the Wiener Barba.
Wiener?
What up? Wiener.
Winner, sorry. Winner. Oh. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Nico's got wiener on the brain.
You do.
I do have some wiener on the brain.
Somebody called up and asked us a question about his wiener.
I still don't get the question.
Also, was it a bit or was he actually asking for advice?
Well, he treated it like he was serious. Do you want to hear the call?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Take a second. If you got any more preamble, Nico.
Oh, I've got so much preamble. Yeah. So we have a Pope situation developing where the last Pope died, Pope Francis, and we're looking for his replacement. I've got what I'm calling a 2025 Papal Conclave briefing, a scouting report on frontrunners and emerging contenders.
Hey, morning show. How's it going? This is Beachy Oscar. Mm-hmm. I was just calling. I was just wondering, when did you guys get your grown-up wiener? Because I'm 39 and might be a late bloomer, but I'm getting a little worried here. So just wondering, when's the right time? Because I'm getting a little scared here.
Okay, somebody wanted to know if you don't have your grown up wiener by the time you're 39.
Yeah, what do you do?
I am not a doctor. I mean, first foremost,
right?
It should have happened by now.
It definitely should have happened.
This is not a 40-year-old virgin. If you're saying you still have, like, your little kid wiener, yeah, I think you should seek medical advice.
Also,
so you're telling me there's, like, a growth spurt? A baby wiener to an adult wiener?
Well, just like...
I don't have one.
Just like anybody going through puberty, even women and boys, you get hair, things
it
develop.
It gets bigger. As you
and do you at one day realize, like, oh my god, it got bigger?
Yeah, and it's, yeah. You really know it. This is
Buzz doesn't, but yeah, most people do.
This is what's really cruel about when I was growing up. They made you go in gym class and you had to take a shower. Some boys had already hit their puberty
growth spurt,
and some had not.
I'm very uncomfortable with this.
Yeah. Anyway, If you got non-adult wiener going on, that is a question for a physician.
Non-adult wiener?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so
I don't want to say kitty wiener.
Yeah, please don't say that. Okay, so I'm just going to go through news nugs, basically, that I was going to bring up earlier.
Is this a news nug segment?
It's unofficial.
Nico's news nug. Come on, it's not really news.
All I'm right. surprised we didn't talk about this. Larry David, the creator of Curb Your Enthusiasm and creator of Seinfeld.
I haven't talked about the whole Bill Maher dinner, if that's what this is about.
Yes, he wrote
I saw a headline, but didn't really read the whole story.
Okay, so he wrote a short story to just mock Bill Maher, because Bill Maher went to have dinner with Donald Trump. And it was him and, I believe, Kid Rock as well.
Yeah.
So, Joanna.
Yeah.
Kid Rock, Bill Maher, Donald Trump, all at dinner.
Sounds like a great dinner.
Well, Bill Maher had been very critical of Donald Trump, of course. He's a Democrat, liberal, and Donald Trump, same to him. But when he got back to his show, he said things like, my God, Donald Trump is not a crazy person. He just is somebody playing a crazy person on TV. He was so normal and nice when we were talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Larry David had a problem with that characterization of meeting anybody. So he wrote a piece called My Dinner with Adolf Hitler.
Mm. Oh, snap.
Right? So, this is what he says. Imagine my surprise when in the spring of 1939, a letter arrived at my house inviting me to dinner at the Old Chancellery with the world's most reviled man, Adolf Hitler. The story begins. I had been a vocal critic of his on the radio from the beginning, pretty much predicting everything he was going to do on the road to dictatorship. So he agrees to meeting Hitler only because he concluded that hate gets us nowhere. And he says that Hitler seemed more authentic, like this was the real Hitler. Well, Bill Maher's not mentioned in the piece. It's a brutal satire. He claimed to be surprised by Trump's congeniality and suggested that Bill Maher was surprised by the congeniality of Trump and suggested that this was the real Trump. He says, "Why can't we get the guy I met to be the public guy?" Maher asked. Well,
I think there are plenty of crazy dictators through history that if they were your guest, they would be perfectly civil with you. I mean,
right.
That's not what's important. What they do publicly is what's important.
Exactly.
Now, listen, there was a movie in the 90s called Tea with Mussolini about a bunch of old ladies, British expats living in Italy who somehow had tea with Mussolini.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm sure he didn't do any crazy dictator shit while they were having tea with him.
And the point of this satire is that he's making a point that the problem with rulers who do all these authoritarian things is that they are also capable of being good dinner companions.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that they're not capable.
Hitler could have been a charmer. In fact, to have that many followers, I bet he was. Yeah,
because,
he probably was because so many people followed him. I'm sure he could turn it on and off.
That's not a good measure of what they potentially
could I was really disappointed in Bill Maher.
It does seem strange. All right.
I'll bring it up with him the next time we have him.
So there is an AI called Claude, and it's run by the company Anthropic. Excuse me.
The man's name Claude.
Yes. Mm. Okay. And the company was formed or founded by former OpenAI employees or ChatGPT employees, and they just did a study where they took 700,000 conversations and they tried to see what does our model, our AI, think like. And they found that their AI has a moral code of its own.
It's probably programmed in, right?
No.
It's like the Asimov's three rules of robotics.
So they found that Claude largely upholds the company's helpful, honest, harmless framework, which you're right, was programmed.
Yeah.
But they said that the AI adapted its values to different contexts. So they kind of obscured what helpful, honest, and harmless meant, depending on whether they were talking about relationship advice or a historical analysis.
So I found out there's a thing going on where people get home from work and they've been looking forward all day to talking to their AI.
I do.
Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I like to ask it questions about like my life, and it can analyze what's going on and stuff and give me a little advice.
You don't have any human friends who could do the same thing? I mean, we do that
not
basically
as smart,
for four.
Not as smart or could give as good advice. Like, it gives better relationship advice. It gives better.
Than I do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you would. What kind of relationship advice? Go.
Never trust him.
Find somebody that doesn't speak a lot of English. I don't know what you would give me. Okay. Mexico is banning foreign propaganda after the U.S. has aired multiple anti-migrant ads.
In Mexico?
Yes.
So they're saying, we're not going to allow this slandering of our illegal immigrants or illegal...
Well, actually, I wonder if it's talking... Because, okay.
Immigrants.
Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said foreign propaganda would be banned after U.S. anti-migrant ads ran on national TV. So maybe she's talking about... Huh. That the U.S. anti-migrant ads were... Okay,
well, she doesn't have any control over what ads are running in the United States,
exactly.
So they must be buying airtime on... You know, I'm sure Mexican TV works the same way American. You buy airtime and they'll let you put it on.
I think she's talking about Kristi Noem's one where she goes... We played it today, I think, where she goes, you will be prosecuted and deported.
Oh, yeah, we played it after somebody stole her purse.
Yeah.
With Secret Service all
around.
So
I guess they are preventing U.S.-made ads about migrants to be shown in Mexico.
I'm Kristi Noem, the United States Secretary of Homeland Security. We will find you, and we will deport you. You will never return. Mm.
Yes, that kind of stuff. But again, that seems like it's made for American markets. I don't know.
She's been going out. So one of her things, and this is why they've started calling Kristi Noem Ice Barbie. She goes out with actual CBP, ICE, different groups. So she was doing a photo shoot where she's got a gun.
Right.
But she has the barrel pointed right at the actual agent's head.
Right.
She's posing in such a way that the barrel is, if the gun were to go off, it would shoot this guy in the head. And people are like, that's safe gun handling 101. You never point the barrel at somebody. So
right.
What's going on here?
Next up, Joanna, your opinion on this. J.K. Rowling tweeted on April 6th because it was International Asexuality Day. And what's asexuality for Buzz's benefit?
I don't even know how I would describe it either.
You don't have sexual urges toward either gender.
Sure.
Yeah. Is that fair to say?
Yeah,
I'm probably
botching
this somehow. But
that's how I've always thought it was.
You're just not a sexual person.
Yeah.
Right. So asexuality is where a person experiences little to no sexual attraction. They still form deep emotional connections with people and relationships, but don't experience sexual attraction.
Nico thinks all the women in the world are asexual because of that.
Okay. Anyways, so J.K. Rowling, as you might have known, has been kind of famous for taking the lead in the anti-trans movement.
I've never completely figured all this out, but it seems like she cannot not chime in on something when it has to do with transgender
people. So J.K. Rowling tweeted on International Asexuality Day, "Happy International Fake Oppression Day to everyone who wants complete strangers to know they don't fancy a shag."
Damn, J.K. Rowling is just going like off the deep end on this whole thing.
I mean, I would think if asexuality is a thing that exists in some people and they really experience it, I can imagine it's important to them.
Right.
You know, I want to be in a relationship, but I just do not have the, you know,
the
whatever.
Urge.
Right. Yeah, I am asexual.
I agree, but I also
think it's made up.
I agree with J.K. Rowling that you don't need to proclaim it to the world. It's
just raise awareness.
Say that you
might come across somebody someday who has this.
Have another day where I'm sure J.K. Rowling has a problem with it. The National Day of Trans Visibility.
Okay.
I would just say it's
awareness to there are trans people who want the same rights as you.
You might meet some of them someday.
Yeah, but
here's how they would like to be treated.
I think her point was asexual people aren't being oppressed. There isn't a movement against, because people don't know if you're asexual or not. Nobody would know whether you just don't have
a sexuality. Asexual people, I'm sure, crave friendship and companionship and all this stuff.
The only way other people would know about it is if you are talking about it and it's your thing. That's why it's fake oppression. You're not being oppressed. Like, trans people are openly...
Well, you could have said the same thing.
Trans people are openly trans. People are openly gay. Those things can be oppressed by. Asexuality is just not showing any interest
into it. Well, I would say asexuality is in the same category as homosexuality was 100 years ago.
It's absolutely not.
There were a lot of people who say, if you don't say it, nobody knows what you are.
Nobody is going out there saying, let's burn the asexuals. Nobody is saying that. Nobody is saying, let's prevent the asexuals for having kids. Nobody's out there saying,
I don't know what
any
the turnout at an asexual pride parade would be. Pretty low, I would guess.
Since I'm no longer back there, I don't get to see when Nico's neck gets red
anymore. Yeah.
It's red again.
Redneck is real for a reason.
Well, I also don't understand, like...
Why are you getting so passionate about this?
Well, because I think, one, she makes a good point, and two, I think you're just virtue signaling. I don't think
I think everybody wants to be understood.
They do too, but I don't think asexual people fit into the LGBTQ.
Because crouching into that argument of like, why don't straight white men have their own day?
How am I talking about straight? Like, you're putting me into like the toxic masculinity side of things just because I'm saying I don't think.
Well, I'm saying your words are crouching dangerously into that territory.
Absolutely real. Asexual people are not. Oh, like, you can tell when somebody's lesbian, bi.
No, you can't.
Yeah, there are. What I'm saying is, those people could get a bottle thrown at them if they're in a bar, based on what they're. You wouldn't be able to know an asexual person. It's not like they walk around and it's.
They're not being persecuted.
No.
Did anybody say they were persecuted?
Yes, that's the thing. That's what the International Asexuality Day was, to give visibility.
Yeah, visibility.
Visibility makes you oppressed in that situation.
Okay. I disagree.
if you want everybody, if you don't want to be oppressed, but you want everybody to...
There's an argument to be made for Nico's point, but also I think we all know J.K. Rowling and her stance.
Sure, sure. She's...
So we know like her intent
what
behind
she's leading
that.
On to
exactly.
by that statement. It wasn't an attack on asexual people. It was an attack on trans people.
Right.
Yeah, but...
She has no problem with gay people? J.K. Rowling?
No, she has no problem with gay people.
Just trans people, then.
She says she is... a feminist in that she doesn't want men who transition to be considered.
Why do people call her a TERF?
That's what it is. Thank you. That's what she. That's the term Joanna.
Trans exclusive radical feminist.
Yes.
There we go.
So their feminism is through the roof, but it does not apply to transgender.
Not to
trans.
Well, because they're saying they're not female, so they're so feminist that they don't want anybody that's not a female to be part of it. I'm not saying that's my stance or anything. That's just hers. But the person who wrote the article that I'm reading, they just go on, and she's not the only person who says asexual people don't face discrimination. Uh-huh. They couldn't be more wrong. The dehumanization of aces due to not experiencing sexual attraction and or having no interest in sex leads to damaging stereotypes, erasure, and misrepresentation of the media.
I don't think
society.
Anybody gives it a whole lot of brain space thinking about asexual people. I mean,
right.
I don't know if we should.
That's kind of what the point I'm talking about is that this person is making a way bigger deal about being asexual than
I think the
problem even is.
I have a theory that a lot of sex workers, including porn stars, are asexual. Like, so it's no big deal to them. It's just like, I make a lot of money, I look a certain way, you know.
And they kind of don't have to get the whole
right. It's just like, hey, it's a job.
Right.
Okay. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if there aren't a lot of sex workers.
Yeah, maybe.
Who are on the asexual spectrum, which goes against what you'd think. You'd think they're all nymphomaniacs, but I can tell you that is not the case.
Okay, so this person says that asexual people are called aces, okay?
Aces?
Aces. And they go, aces are funny. Stereotyped as being robotic, cold, and indifferent aliens due to not experiencing sexual interest.
No, I don't think that. I mean, from what I know.
This dehumanization of aces leads to many harmful and toxic ideas about aces, as well as people thinking we need fixing. The idea that aces need to be fixed or corrected is another
story. Oh, so the person who wrote this is asexual?
Yes.
Okay, so then maybe they just took a...
Yeah.
They took a lot of offense, I guess, to J.K.
Rowling. We're not subhuman.
Case in point.
We're wired different.
House MD, where in one episode, Dr. House cures a person of their asexuality. I just don't see the big... torches and lynchings across America for asexual people.
I think a lot of it just has to do that it came from J.K. Rowling, where we know what her stance already is.
And she knew what
like
she
that.
Was doing.
Exactly. Sure, sure. She was totally trolling the trans activists and the trans community.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But this person seemed to be overcorrecting in their
defense of this. I'm sure there are people
defense of this and like.
Who have
so
different,
upset about this.
There are people who have different lives than I do.
They made
that
it
sound
so
will.
Clinical and so like that. My brother is gay. I know what like I know the struggle that certain groups have had. Asexual people have not had the
hard road.
Or
maybe you just don't know about it. You need some more.
Tell me. Actually, I do know about it. But anyways, tell me about what you.
Do you?
I actually do know about it because I have friends who are asexual and
I've never met an asexual person.
Yeah, I have, but they only turned asexual after I married them.
See, I think this
That's
is
such
what
a good
the
Johnny Carson
author
Kirk.
Of this article is talking about.
Is Buzz?
These jokes like this.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be a punchline.
Exactly.
Nobody is using them as punchlines. I don't hear
just did.
because we're talking about it, but it doesn't come up like as an.
I guess
people aren't normally making fun of asexual people.
I guess being ignored.
I need you to wrap this up, honey. I got to.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, that's
I guess
all
being
it was.
Ignored is a thing that you can also feel. Hey, I'm not.
Hey, they just want to be
right.
To say,
I need a little visibility because we
exist
and we're not weirdos.
Exactly.
Sure. I acknowledge your existence. You were always there to begin with. Yeah. I don't think anybody...
But we all know how J.K. Rowling was... What she
I
was
could
doing
see that
her.
As like her little poking and prodding.
Exactly.
It's like, I need to
and
respond to this.
And the author of this article obviously fell for the
clickbait.
The clickbait. Yeah.
But then they were just speaking for the whole... Okay, you're right.
Either way, a little turfy over there.
I'm not... I think you're virtue signaling. I don't think you even know or give a shit, really, what what's happening.
For
because,
the most part, I don't. You just brought it up.
I know.
Didn't have a, you know, but if you ask me to think about it, I say, yeah, I probably do not completely understand, and I probably can't relate to a lot of the issues that, that people who are asexual actually have. I could stand a little more visibility,
but you
know, if they want
you
to.
You also don't know any transgender people. You also don't know, like, I know people that are comics who have tried stand-up art that dress as women when they come up and they hang out and we all talk and stuff, and that's fine.
I've met transgender people.
You've never hung out with them, and you even said one time that you weren't sure you would have them at your house.
I don't want to turn it into transgender night. The neighbors have a grudge against me already.
and just by having... Okay, anyways, but my point is this seems a little out there for something. All right,
I'm willing to be a friend to anybody who's willing to be
a friend
with
to you.
Me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If you're not a dick, I'll be your friend.
Yeah, there you go. All right, that's going to do it for today's episode of the After Buzz podcast. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Are we friends?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm not a dick?
You're kind
of
a dick.
No, you're kind of a dick. But that's why we're friends.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I make
you
up
so
with...
sad.
I make up with it. I make up for it with other characteristics.
Did you tell Nico how on Friday I scared you and I said, I heard you talking shit about me? Because you know how we were having that issue with Vox Pro? We could hear it over there. What was going on in here?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, quickly,
I'm all like,
I did an assessment. Did I say anything?
Yeah, I'm like,
about,
I heard you talking shit about
did
me.
Did I say anything? If you
oh, yeah,
know what talking
he was,
shit is.
Do you want to know what he was saying about
what
you last
say?
Week? Is Joanna mad at us?
And then, why
and
did
I,
you ask that?
I don't know. It seemed like you were just like a... You know,
he kept saying, "Is Joanna mad at us?"
You'd seem maybe a little stressed, like a little.
I'm always stressed.
A little tired of our BS
shenanigans.
I'm always tired of it.
Yeah. All right, talk
but
to
I never said anything that I wouldn't say in front of Joanna.
He got so scared. He's like, "What'd you hear?"
All right, that's gonna do it. Talk to y'all next time.